Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I'm your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects led by Impact Corey and are making life in rural Erie County better. Better for our kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the second in a series about parks and trails projects centered in Corey. Impact Corey and its partners are building and improving the green spaces that will make Corey a rural community of choice. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Impact Corey and Money Radio WPSE. Our guest for today's podcast episode is Marcus Maloney. Marcus is the community director of LECOM Health Parkside at Corey, an independent senior living center that opened in 2021 and now features a natural surface walking trail known as the Parkside Loop. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Laura. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So I see that Parkside at Corey opened about 3 years ago, and it's located across from the Corey Memorial Hospital. Before we talk more about the new trail, can you share with us a little information about the facility?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're an independent living center for senior citizens, ages 50 and above. We have 39 units, three of which are two-bedroom units, 36 of them are one-bedroom units, and all are self-inclusive. Utilities, services are all included within the providing monthly lease to the building. We also have three community rooms and are active with our neighbors next door at the hospital.
Wonderful. So this type of center was much needed in our area. We're very thankful for LECOM for choosing to invest in the Corey community. Parkside at Corey is also unique in that it's a Blue Zone certified or approved. What does it mean that the facility is Blue Zone approved?
The Blue Zone is a healthy living, healthy lifestyle consortium that we had joined with in collaboration with a couple of the other healthcare networks in the area to provide not only healthy living facilities, but healthy lifestyle communities along with activities and being able to partner with organizations like Impact Corey and the Chamber of Commerce to produce and make available, for example, our natural walking trail.
Wonderful. We love that you're providing residents opportunities to stay active, stay connected, and eat healthy. Is this what prompted you to consider develop a walking trail on the property?
Absolutely. We firmly believe that a healthy lifestyle includes activity, exercise, proper health, proper eating, and proper mental care. And just one part of it is the walking and the exercise portion of it. And we were thrilled to be able to offer this to not only our residents, but our staff here at Parkside at Corey and next door at Corey Memorial Hospital. It's kind of a unique facility because we do have the space and the acreage that allows us to be a high-impact facility, but in a rural community as well.
Awesome. Tell us, please, a little about the Parkside Loop. How is it built?
Well, the Parkside Loop was actually built by a number of groups of volunteers. It is a figure eight that is just under 1/2 mile in circumference, offers a natural surface through the woods to the west of our building that offers a couple of different skill levels. Part of the loop was a former railroad bed that goes through the woods, so there's a flat surface there. But then there is a winding walking trail that will challenge even the hardiest of walkers as well.
Excellent. That's always a good thing to have different levels of, you know, the novice, intermediate, and the difficult. That's good. So it sounds like the work bee and the many volunteers who turned out for it were critical in getting the trail completed and ready for use. So what can trail users expect to see on the Parkside Loop?
Well, it is a natural form trail that is, as I said, a figure eight that is picturesque, that goes through three different levels of the woods to our east, and will offer, again, a couple of different skill levels and open to the public and the community. And we're hoping as time goes that we're able to connect to some of the extensive trails that are running through the downtown corridor as well.
Right. So you said it's open to the public. Is there any information you would like the general trail users to know about the Parkside Loop that you haven't said already?
Well, we are, again, located on Shamrock Lane. You are welcome to come at any time to exercise through the Shamrock Lane loop. And we're just thrilled to be part of the community, happy to be here. And if there's any resources or if there's any way that we can be of assistance to both Impact Cori and the Chamber and any of the resources that are here for our rural community, we're happy to be here.
Also, as you said, you were trying to get it connected to the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail was one of the goals.
Yes, absolutely. We were a firm believer that the Greenway Trail system is a lifeline that can go between Erie and Pittsburgh and can offer a tremendous offering of lifestyle to both our residents and the tourists. And if there was and is a way for us to be an integral part of that and to join and offer another finger for someone to walk down and explore our area, we're happy to be here.
So as a trail user myself, I know how important it is to follow the rules and safety guidelines for public trails. Is there anything, any safety guidelines that you would like to share, or is it just, it's a pretty relaxed trail, wouldn't you say?
It is. There. We just ask that you respect nature and respect the area that we're in and the neighbors that we have, and enjoy it as best as you possibly can.
Excellent. You've been an amazing guest. Before we close, is there anything else you want listeners to know about the Parkside Loop?
Once again, Parkside at Cori and LECOM's Cori Memorial Hospital welcome both the public, employees, and tourists to come and check out the wonderful green space and take advantage of the Greenway Trail system and the wonderful things that the city of Cori has to offer.
Yes, so I'm hopeful that our listeners will soon explore the Parkside Loop. It sounds like a great walk in the woods. Thank you, Marcus, for being our guest today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the projects that are helping to build out our trails, parks, and outdoor recreation amenities. To become a Trails and Green Spaces champion, join Impact Cori's mailing list. Or to contribute financially to Impact Cori, please visit impactcori.org. That's impactcori.org. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cori.